All right. So first two poems are sort of about my old apartment. I grew up in Los Angeles. I had an apartment out there. So the sun's concentrated reflection. Sun-blazed iris floating in an empty apartment on the waves of sound proceeding from the Mexican 1940s, where romantic myth still existed. Iris, with orange offshoots of fuzzy vision, dies with a god's movement, or mine, or an actor's in-between. And this one's also about my old apartment. Espacio de tu figura, which is a line from a song that was written in the Mexican 1940s. So, phantom toenail clippings hide like mites, cartilage shards dispersed among my rug's flagellum, spreading even, thick layer from years of netting, phantom years from a dreamt jazz age, where souls were repositioned as one, when love and hate consummated as peace in bi-bodily form. Phantom body's form is an empty vacuum of air within a shower's universe of falling water droplets, dripping staccato to an Ellington stray horn melody, Isfahan. Phantom melody-based music humming along the earth's curve, frictionally sending the world into its turn until dizziness spells disaster among a real live logical mind. Phantom logic spouts a formulaic sonnet of pure buttered honey, softly spoken into a familiar, unknown ear as sleep opens dreams whispered from drowsy, half-parted lips. Phantom whispers, the unsettled air, the unsifted sky, the crafted moon, a goddess who bears blue mists in reflecting pools like cool tunes from the tongue of a mute woman, silent Sarah Vaughan. Phantom woman, now we see the central image, at rest on the bed of an Inglewood apartment, paradise in reality, in an unrealistic illusion of a woman whose hair is sailed upon towards six sunrise. This one's called Moments. All these pass or fail moments, everyone a line or time, I find pressures in the slight words, the work, the why my mind conjured an everyday cacology. Simple speak and suck breath, but is there no gray? No, not other than the sweater domestic life clings on me, and the cement sky too tepid to fall this day. The moments fail into fine dust, under intense pressure. Intense? God damn, they said temper your adjectives. My mind is a living adjective, an indescribable day in two words called pass or fail. This is called Midnight. It's sort of also about my old apartment. It's a nice apartment. Midnight, echoes, cuddling in bed, midnight, do not fear madness or sanctuary. So I tend to like to read a poem that I really like. So this is one by William Carlos Williams. It's called Complete Destruction. It was an icy day. We buried the cat, then took her box and set fire to it in the backyard. Those fleas that escaped earth and fire died by the cold. I like that poem. Let's see here. So this is called Chinatown. It's about the Chinatown in New York, which is another favorite place of mine. Chinatown is warm pork buns, roast, and squishy old ladies' faces laughing. Chinatown is sick seafood smells, taro bubble tea, and condensed milk coffee. Chinatown is dim sum, fatty duck, chicken feet, trying to find subway stairs. Chinatown says, any time of day I will feed you. Be back soon. So this is called The Metro. It's about the Los Angeles bus system. So I don't know. Anybody ever been on a bus in Los Angeles? You know. All right. There is no gratefulness off the LA buses. This clean, queer character is nothing real, remembering the metro. In Los Angeles, my city, my small piece catches in the open and shut, canceling the noise and closing my eyes, nothing for my nostrils. At the stop after next, a case study, you'll see the mass exodus, the run for home over gummy concrete and away. Penultimate stop, how must I know? My fine fairy tale walk if I pass five palm trees. Peeling off this drastic night, or the seal off a bottle top, safety is a state of mind. On swivel, I remember a long lost jog, ghost stalking behind me. So last one is a poem called School Days. School Days is the last song off the Al Green record called Call Me. So it's sort of about that, sort of. PowerPoint presentations, politics, critiques nested in bridge speak. No school slide. I remember metal sky, upside down, sliding down head first. Lying down, looking up, straight. Closed eyes, sand meeting the choppy hair. I remember school days. Reminds me, walking in the atmosphere of summer notions, guiding life decisions made on early 90s carpet. An iPod guides current desires. I fight desire. What's want was never evil. The sand was so delicate, ages old. All right. Thank you. I'm not good with the alphabet, so. Pam. Hi, Pam O'Brien will be next. Thank you.